Coach's Insight programs continuing one final time here tonight on Care Radio. We're pleased to be joined now by Atchison County boys basketball coach. That is Corey Eckert. It is brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, a familiar opponent you're going to see on Friday night, opening round of the playoffs. We'll dive into that in a moment. But, you know, obviously in terms of wins and losses, you know, it wasn't ideal this season. But again, fairly young team. You're playing some freshmen. You're playing a lot of sophomores. You know, just talk about the grit and the grind and just the growth that you have seen from a fairly young team here in 25 and 26.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, very young, very inexperienced team. So, obviously with that comes a lot of ups and downs and some learning curves. And we've seen that this season, you know, even the last 5-6 weeks, you know, we'll play a good game and then the next game we kind of go back to not so good and then the next game is good again. So, you know, you just take that as you go and you stick with them and you just keep preaching, you know, our program, our values and our pillars of our program. And, you know, we've seen some growth in a lot of those young guys. You know, usually a lot of freshmen don't have to play varsity. They get to develop at the JV or the C team level. So, unfortunately, they got thrown in the fire, but, you know, all of them have taken big strides this year and can continue to grow into next season as well.
Yeah, certainly should bode well, you know, when we look into, you know, 26, 27 and beyond. But, you know, two seniors on the roster, you know, they may not be contributing as much as some of the underclassmen who are getting a good chunk of the minutes for you guys this season. But again, a chance here to maybe highlight those two seniors and what they kind of meant to the program.
Yeah, for sure. I've coached them both for the last 3 years, and they've been nothing but great. And Ashton Neal is a senior. You know, obviously not getting a ton of minutes, probably not as much as he'd like on the varsity this year, but he's been great. He's been a leader, especially with a lot of young kids. He's been that voice in practice, keeping everybody focused and locked in and organized in what we're doing. And then, you know, the other senior is J.J. Hoffman, and this summer he tore his ACL and he had surgery and he literally just got cleared maybe 3 weeks ago. So he put in a lot of work to try to get cleared for his senior year, and the last two games or so he's been able to give us a few minutes, and even this week in practice you can just tell that with time he's more confident in his knee and he's doing better things for us in practice. So they've been nothing but great, and they're going to have bright futures ahead of them, so I'm excited to see what they do.
Well, let's talk about the matchup. Jefferson County North, literally your last game out a week ago. You saw this Charger team, 66-44, JCN getting the win. So it's going to be the third go-around. You saw them back in that midseason tournament as well. You know, a lot of people will say, you know, it's tough to beat a team three times. You know, you're very familiar with them. Is the mindset this week just, hey, we got nothing to lose, let's go out there, let's play free, let's just see what happens? Because at this point, you just never know. You got to wipe the records out the window, and you just never know what's going to happen when you get to postseason basketball.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, this will be our third game against them, twice in a seven-day period. But first time we played them in the tournament, I thought we played one of our worst games in terms of offense. And then I thought last Friday, we played pretty well for most of the game. You know, three quarters of the game, it was a 4-point game. Second quarter, you know, we got some foul trouble and a few turnovers, and they outscored us by 17 in one quarter. So if we can, you know, minimize our mistakes and take care of what we can do, we have the potential to make this a close one. And like you said, I think there's less pressure on the, you know, the lower seeds in March Madness or high school basketball playoffs. And the closer the game is, the deeper the game goes, it definitely favors those Cinderella underdog stories, and we're hoping just to be in that position.
There it is. Atchison County boys basketball coach Corey Eckert joining us here. They get the two-way playoffs going, I should say, on Friday night. Again, a familiar opponent. They're going to be on the road at Jefferson County North. Third matchup this season between the two, but the most important one coming your way on Friday night in the opening round of the playoffs. Coach, can't thank you enough all season long for the time each and every week. Good luck here throughout the postseason. We'll be in touch. Thanks again.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.